Today's a good day and welcome to the sunny side. This bright and sunny Friday. The 10th day in the month of March 2023. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day right here in Port Harcourt. I don't know how it's looking where you are if you are not in Port Harcourt. If your day is not going well, the day is not yet over. Things might turn around. All right? So just wait and see. My name is Constance Mega. So we will start off conversations this afternoon with a plan by the River State government. Because the governor says he has approved. All right. So this is what we have in the news. The River State government, or governor, Nyesom Wike, says his administration will soon begin promotion in the civil service. And that's not all. And the employment of 10,000 youths into the service. Well, the governor said this when the new chairman of Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, in River State, Alex Agwanwo, and the chairman of the Joint Negotiating Council, Emechete Chukwu, and their executives paid him a courtesy visit at the government house in Port Harcourt. Now, when I saw this story, I could just hear some other stories ring in my head from way before now. Civil servants to protest. NLC in River States calls on the governor. NLC in the States gives the state government whatever ultimatum. And I remember also that on Hard Facts, Dayo would usually say a reminder to the state governor or to the state government that civil servants have not been promoted since so-and-so time. I know some people would say it's coming too late. This has been on for, or this whole issue of civil servants not being promoted has been there for a very long time. And so I ask, right? Is it better late than never? You know that saying, better late than never. Or do you think this is coming too late? Or do you also think that it's a dream that might not see the light of day? So the administration has barely 2 months to go, April, May 29th. It's not even up to 2 months anymore. That's why I said barely 2 months. Or perhaps, you know, the whole ideology that government is a continuum. We're expecting that the next person who takes over the leadership position of this state to become the governor of the state is going to ensure that the people who are employed, or if this approval does not even manifest before the governor finishes his tenure, that the next person is going to take over. And I, you know, or is he also, right, continuum, let's just leave it at that. But it reminds me of what happened, which state now? Osun State, right? The Adeleke, Mr. Adeleke, where some persons were employed. Anyway, they were employed as not civil servants per se, but special assistants. So it's not the same thing. Or maybe not, or maybe it is. I wouldn't know right now how you view this approval. All right? So is this development coming too late? Or do you think it's better late than never? And a second question that doesn't necessarily have to do with this particular case. In general, when an expectation comes later than expected, do you reject it or accept it? We'll go on a commercial break. When I come back, that's the conversation. Do stay tuned.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
La 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 la. Welcome back to the show. 12:28 on the clock. All right, so I had to someone's message that just popped up really got me laughing. Okay, so I had to look for one of the NLC stories, right? One of the letters they had written to the governor, NLC in River State, actually, right? So I found one, and this one was in, was it 2022? Let me go all the way back. Yeah, this was in May 2022, and I'm seeing this from, I'm reading from the Nigerian Tribune. The headline here says, "Unfair labor treatment, NLC writes Governor Wike demands respect to labor laws, tripartite agreement." The date is May 17, 2022. All right. So part of the letter, part of what was in the letter says, quote, "Your Excellency, it is regrettable that nearly 2 years after reaching a collective bargaining agreement with River State workers and pensioners, the state government has reneged on the following commitments. Non-promotion of civil servants eligible for promotion, listen, since 2012. Non-payment of salaries arrears to civil servants not paid February and March 2016 salaries due to the aborted 2016 biometric verification." So this is part of what they said, amongst other things they mentioned in that particular letter. So, non-promotion of civil servants eligible for promotion has been on since 2012. And this is 2023, barely 2 months to the end of this tenure. The governor has now approved that there should be an increase. Sorry, first of all, immediate promotion of civil servants in River State. And then the second one is to employ 10,000 people into the civil service. And remember, there was a planned employment of 5,000 that a lot of people have talked about, and they have talked about, and they have talked about, and they are tired of talking about it. Oh well, the governor not only said this is going to happen, employment of the youths, right? 5,000, but he has also increased that number to 10,000. So it's times two. All right, so back to my questions. This particular move by the state government, what do you think? Is it coming too late? Or can it be likened to a case of better late than never? And then second of all, when you have an expectation and you're expecting that this thing should happen or should be done for you or should be given to you within a particular period, and then it doesn't come at that time, it doesn't even come immediately after the time frame or deadline, or it doesn't even come at any time soon, it comes much later, do you still accept it or do you reject it? If you have any examples, you can also share. It's The Sunny Side. Let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923. All right, you can as well send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then get on Facebook. We're live there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. The River State government to begin promotion of civil servants and employment of 10,000 youths. Is it coming too late? Or is it better late than never? Hello, you're welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chima. I'm calling from Momagua.
All right, Chima. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, with respect to your question and what you have on the table, I tell you of a truth. This is not a standard. This is not supposed to be. Ever said is more than this, richer than this. This is crafty. This is unacceptable. This is not what should be allowed in Liverpool to continue to trend at the end of every governor's tenure. He wants to employ 10,000 of people. And, you know, as again, for 8 years, he has ruled the state. No employment, just at the twin lights of his edges. He wants to give headed to the new coming governor. You know, of what he was not able to do for 8 years, it's not acceptable. Most people would have grown the age of employment, you know. Most people would have died. Most people who were looking up to the government at the time when they came on board, they are no more existing. What did they benefit from this government? What did they benefit? What are we? Why are we reverse people? What is our pride in this country where oil is being exploited, you know? And I mean, a lot of things coming out here. Why are we suffering like this in a state that is so richer than so many states in the north? And you are saying you want to give us 10,000 employment.
So what you're saying is that it's coming too late?
Too late. It's not supposed to be. It shouldn't be a standard in River State.
All right. Thank you for calling, Chima. Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade Tayembre.
All right, we're listening. Go on.
Yes, I don't know what River people do to deserve this mob of governors who have ruled River State. The truth is that, for me, what the governor is doing is vote buying. This employment that he's trying to roll out is vote buying. You know that the governor has rolled out 200,000 unit special advisors. And what happened during this election? Did he have that 200,000? Even one thought, he did not vote for him. He's a reverse people. My sister, compare it to yourself. Your counterparts at other states, they've been in different grade levels. Some of them have gone 2 steps higher than you. They've been earning that salary. And Rivers people was denied of this promotion. Rivers people were denied of this employment. And now, just 11 hours, he's saying he wants to employ, he wants to promote. Where is the RSSDA? He pulled out of job. Where is the Rivers Development Management Authority? He pulled out of job. Where
All right.
is the demonstration school that kept judgment at the court? That he refused to implement. Where is the Tongai Farm staff? This is that the governor is running from pillar to post. And Rivers people will not succumb to his deed. For me, I think the governor is soaking Rivers people in a water. And Rivers people must stop themselves to swing out of that water. Come 18th March. Thank you, my sister. The Rivers people are not happy. Nobody that is...
All right, thank you very much for calling. I am Braid. Thank you for calling. So basically, what he's saying is that it's coming too late. All right. So you tell me, what do you think about this approval to begin promotion of civil servants in the state? Remember, since 2012. Since 2012. The NLC says, or had said... that civil servants who are eligible for promotion had not been promoted since 2012. And of course, Governor Nelson Wike was not the governor in 2012. He came on board in 2015. Remember as well. And then there's also another approval for the employment of 10,000 youths. Is this coming too late, or is it better late than never? And the second question, because it seems a lot of people are more interested in just talking about what the Rivers State government is doing. I need, in a general sense, you tell me, if something you were expecting comes much, much later than you expected, do you still accept it or do you reject it? Oh, wow. Apologies. Luke from Umboba, please do well to call back. Remember, you can get on Facebook and join the conversation there. On Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Constance. Whether it's late or not, this is just a campaign season for oneself or another person. Why bother talking about this campaign talk, mayor campaign talk, which is not different from other ones? So let the government start acting. Don't be surprised that this talk will just end here. What happened to the earlier 5,000 persons the government wanted to employ before now? Thank you. From Michael. All right, Michael is asking questions. So what is it for you? In respect to your question, I think Governor Wike did not do well. His employment and pension payment is coming too late. Remember, all of those is our right. Okay, okay. And what's your name? Your name is not included in your message. Please, let's have your name. And then I have God's Power calling from Alu. Hello, God's Power. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's your, sorry, go ahead.
So, the Rivers State government says that you want to employ 10,000 workers. I think that is a political term to me. Because since you have been in the office, you're not employing any youth. Say the promise school that you want to employ 5,000 youth before. We didn't do this. Now times I want to leave the office. How many days remain for him in the office? I want to employ 10,000 workers. To me, no, that is a political effort.
So you're saying it's coming too late?
Yes, it's late. It's late.
Are you a civil servant?
I'm not a civil servant.
Okay.
I'm not a civil servant. How many days left for him in the office? In 8 years, okay, let's see, 7 years. 7 years back, if you employ anybody. But it's not that I want to leave the office, I want to employ. I think that is a political
term,
sir.
All right, so generally, do you reject something because it came too late?
With excuse. If I want to ask, I want to ask you a question.
No, I already asked, man. I'm expecting an answer.
It's late. For him, it's late.
No, we're done with that one. I'm asking another question, actually. I'm asking you. All right, if you were expecting something within a particular time and it doesn't happen that time, or you're not given that thing at that time, if it comes much later, do you reject it or do you accept it?
Why is it this time that the election is happening? Why is it this time, this very time that the election is happening, that I want to employ it? Why is it not employable 2-3 years back?
All right, thank you for calling, God's Power. Okay, so I'm seeing a message here on WhatsApp, and this message... Okay, the other one I read, Osarokoro says, I think Governor Wike did not do well. His employment and pension payment is coming too late. Well, it's not pension payment. it's actually to promote civil servants. Constance, the governor is calculative, but I, as a Rivers man, understand his language and know what to do come 18th. Rivers people should accept and vote his candidate out. Your name is Magzit. Wow. Uche Baria Biariko. All right, Uche, I'll read your message in a bit. Let's hear from Daniel. Daniel is calling from Imo Gate. Hello, Daniel.
Yes, from Imo Gate. We'll say it is politically motivated. For me, to those civil servants, the recipients, politics or no politics, they cannot reject it. Let them take it just like you rightly said, better late than never. This is the environment we have found ourselves. I am calling you from Abia State, actually. The same thing our own governor did. This is our own kind of politics. Thank you very much.
So you're saying we should just accept it as a norm?
Let me ask you, my sister, if you are a recipient of that increment or whatever, will you reject it?
I will not. if I'm in the civil service.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Daniel. But then, right, from what Daniel has said, it's looking like it's... Let's just take it. That's so it be. If this governor did it, that other governor did it, the other one is doing it, and this other one looks like he's doing it, then it's become a culture. And, yeah, let's just take it. We have Zion calling from GRA. Hello, Zion.
It is better late or never. If this is politically motivated gift, then I think we need this kind of politically motivated employment.
No, we don't need it. Why would you say we need it?
We need it. There are people on the street that need the job. There are people that need the money. And don't forget, this has been the culture or the tradition of the Nigerian political environment nationwide. Was it not recently they started releasing impounded vehicles in Lagos? Did you forget there was a time they put them into auction and people were crying off their soul? In Rivers State, Governor Wike has delivered. And I want to let you know this. In the history of governance in Rivers State, Governor Wike stands tall. The NLC lost a relationship with the executive. The NLC was only seeking for their own interest and they were not seeking for the workers' interest. I want to ask, and I challenge anybody, who is the head of the civil service? What the NLC would have been requesting for is the head of the civil service, who should represent them with the executive.
All right, thank you for calling, Zion. All right, we have JAJ from Mile 3. Hello, JAJ.
Yeah, good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon. Please go on.
For me, I don't know why people are still asking for 5,000 jobs. Constance.
Well, people did not ask the... Okay, you're referring to the NLC.
Asking, I don't know if it's the NLC. A lot of people are asking questions about the 5,000 jobs, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget that the present administration opened 4 campuses of the River State University, right?
Mm-hmm.
People were employed, lecturers were employed in the RSU, that was River State University, the Kempoli, Elisha Amadi Poli, and so many other universities. They are more than 5,000. More than 5,000.
Okay, but let me get this. JAJ, hold on, JAJ.
Yes, yes.
When these campuses were opened, right, and people were employed to work there, was it stated that these people being employed in these other campuses are for the 5,000 job or 5,000 people to be employed into the civil service?
They need to state it. If there are more than 5,000, it means that the governor has fulfilled the 5,000 promise.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You don't. That's not true, JAJ. I don't agree with you.
Hey, I don't know how you are reading this whole thing. It is clear. It's black and white.
It is what it is.
More than 5,000, then I have fulfilled that promise.
Hold on, JAJ. Do you know anybody who employed, who, what's the word now? Who wanted to get the 5,000 job, because people actually applied, that's the word, applied for the job,
they
were called for an interview and then they were employed in these places you mentioned.
Mm.
Did you know anybody like
what
that?
I'm saying, yes, I know so many of them. I know so many of them. But that said...
So did they apply again?
Lots of people are joking with this 10,000 job promise. It reminds me of 2 frogs that were in the pond playing. And 2 children are still on the land playing.
Mm.
These 2 children, they have stoned. They are stoning this frog in the pond. Mm. You know what the frog said?
No.
That this thing that these children are playing with right now is death on our own side. Lots of people, this is their prayer point. That the government should employ. And the government has come to say we are employing 10,000. And people are saying, no, it's too late.
It's their opinion, JAJ. That's why I asked.
Condemning people's prayer point, for goodness sake. That's my advice this afternoon. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. So basically, for you, it is better late than never. All right, thank you for calling. But the part where he says that people were employed into the campuses. And so my question is, the people who were employed there, did they apply again to get the job in those campuses? If they did, then it's not the 5,000 jobs that was promised. No, it's not the jobs promised 5,000 youths. Promise from Emoha.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Promise. Please go on.
Please, I want to ask JJ. And that university is talking about...
No. Hold on. Hello, Promise. Hello, Promise. You're not talking to JAJ through this platform. If you have his personal phone number, you can call him. All right? So let's hear from you based on what we're discussing.
People have been crying of this employment and... promotion of the workers. They did not do it. If they did not cancel the election on Saturday, will the governor come on air to tell the masses that he wants to employ 10,000 workers? And who is going to pay them? Because you only have a month and nine, not also 2 months. Who is going to pay the 10,000 workers? You see old pension and arrears. As the governor paid and gratuity, as the governor paid all the money, I don't know why JJ is...
Oh, well, the last time I checked, my name is Constance Mega, and JAJ is not the one who is anchoring the show, right? Yeah, so he called in, just like every other person called in, and he gave his opinion. So can you try, help yourself, and do not fall into the temptation of responding to another caller's comments, all right? And even calling the person's name on air like that. Thank you. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. Since it came to his mind at this time to make promotion and the long-awaited employment, it's fine. But the challenge is it will be for PDP members alone. Blessed from Omuma. Blessed, you think it will be for PDP members alone? Like, are you talking about 10,000 card-carrying members of PDP? Is that what you're saying? I need you to explain to me, all right? Blessed from Omuma, when you say it will be for PDP members alone. Emmanuel is calling from Rumo Olumeni. Hello, Emmanuel.
Good afternoon, Constance. Happy new weekend and every new year.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my sister. For me, I think it's not late. And also, it's not on time too. And considering all the noise that has been made or promises, it's very unfortunate. But it's fortunate in the sense that all the crying that the labor has been crying in River State and the increment and the employment, that is to say that all of these are truth. All these years that you have a government that politicized everything, in quotes, everything. The most important thing to them is all about politics and politicking and pocketing of the people's rights. And you release it as at when you feel like. And that is where the constitution is very, very, very wrong. Power needs to be separated from presidency, from the state government, so that every prastata in the country will be independent. You know, I don't know those who are holding brief for the state government, whether if they are part of state government officials or beneficiaries of this whole nonsense, because it's nonsense that if them they have been in this government, this you've been working for years and you are not promoted, and you're telling me that you're crazy. Hey, we should be jumping up. Jumping up that you've done good for who? For who? The world belongs to them. They are right for how many years? And you're bringing it now. Why now? If there is no political intention over it. So it's very unfortunate
So, Emmanuel, you're basically saying this is coming too late.
My sister, I said something. I said two things. It's better that it came late than before, than never.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Final caller before we go on a break. Stephen. Hello, Stephen from Iwofe.
Hello, Kirsten. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Thank you. I've listened to your discussion this afternoon.
Okay.
I think the job offer, the 10,000 job offer from the River State government and the promotion coming at this time is a little bit political to me, because this government has been on for now. People have been suffering, looking for a job. So why have they decided to do it now? I think it's rather too late. It's rather too late. And they are using it as a bait to lure people to themselves, which is not good. Why can't you use people suffering and hunger to play politics? It is wrong. And I see it as a norm in this country. It's wrong. People are suffering. You don't play to their hunger. You don't use your hunger to play politics. It is wrong. That's my take. It is wrong.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for calling. Okay, so with the way everything is going, I'm seeing the messages on Facebook. I've not even read one. So, we'll see. I'm going to read your messages after the news, all right? About 18 of them. It keeps increasing, though. I've not even read one. I'm going to read them. And I'm seeing quite a lot on WhatsApp as well. I've not even checked Twitter. So, let's go on a commercial break. And then, of course, I'll come back and I'll take some messages. We'll go on the news break, trending stories, after which I will finish up with the conversation. Do stay tuned. It's 92.3 Nigeria Info, and it is the sunny side. And we're discussing the River State government's approval of promotion of civil servants and employment of 10,000 youths into the state civil service. Is it coming too late, or is it better late than never? I'll be back. All right, welcome back now. 4 minutes before the top of the hour, and then we'll bring you trending stories. Right, Bobari Were on Facebook says, who shall pay their salary 2 months to leave office? Applicants, don't disturb yourselves. The new governor-to-be will condemn it. And then Chiba Joshua says, this is what I call employee mentique de political. I laugh in French. And then Legbos Ideo says, it is too late for the employment. Governor Rotimi Amaechi tried this method during a few months of leaving office in Rivers Polytechnic Bori. But when Governor Wike assumed office, he sacked. And they went to industrial court in Bayelsa and won, but they were not reinstated. Would this process not be the same? And then Promise Peters is asking, can it work? But I will not read the other part of your message. Gote N.A. Samuel says, there's nothing to talk about. He says it's fake. Why are you calling it fake? The state governor said he's approving that. Anyway, you say civil service has rules. Remember that Wike did so to polytechnic lecturers employed by Amaechi. He also mentioned paying pensions, gratuity, death benefits up to 2017. That's not true. Pension board is struggling to pay June 2015. And you're asking, what a governor? And then Aluenan Julius says, employment when 2 months remain. Wike to leave office. Who will pay the workers the salary after leaving the office? Ekike Meka Waliezi says this is too late for him. We all know that it's a way of vote buying. When you say we all know, who are the we? Yourself and who else knows that it's a way of vote buying? The governor never said he's trying to buy votes. So that is your opinion. You're the one who's saying it's vote buying. But civil servants not supposed to be, what's the word now? Promoted. Yeah? So if this promotion disapproval to promote civil servants. If it hadn't come now that we just have elections around the corner, would you have termed it votes buy-in? Now, another question I have is, the election was supposed to be for tomorrow, but then it was postponed. And the governor did not invite the NLC leadership. They went there on their own, courtesy visits to the governor. And then the governor decided to do that. So why call it vote buying? Oh, the governor has done well. Let's applaud him for a job well done. Civil servants are now happy. Oh, please. This is vote buying. It's bobo juice. Promises upon promises that can never be fulfilled. Okay, who will pay them? Oh, well. Some of the comments so far, and of course reactions to the recent approval of promotion of civil servants in River State and employment of 10,000 youths into the state civil service. So while some people are applauding the move, some other persons are condemning it, criticizing it. All right, so back to what I asked. I asked earlier, is this too late or is it better late than never? And man, the messages on Facebook, the messages on WhatsApp, the messages, the comments, they are plenty. And I can only read a little. Please, I'll try. Okay, so let's see. Governor Wike's 10,000 employment and workers promotion turned political anthem resurfacing in election eve. It's purely political. I urge Rivers people not to compromise their vote to such inconsistency. Comrade Mike is your name. Okay, that's it on WhatsApp. DJ Wiziano says, for me, I will reject it, knowing that I will get it from another person, which is another new governor, and history will say it that he never promoted civil servants. All right, so that's more like your response to the other question I asked. If something you were expecting did not come within the time you expected it to come, and in fact it came much later, would you reject it or accept it? Well, DJ who again? Wiziano says, I will reject it because I know I would get it from another place. I'm Justice. Is this for me? On the promotion of civil servants, whether it comes now or then, it should be accepted. And also note that Wike was not in office in 2012. That is what he inherited. His administration has done well. Let his candidate follow his footsteps and be voted in. Who else is here? Matthew Ebube Jonathan from Ikodi, Engene. He says, though this is late, but I know from the beginning that he will employ, but will be very late, but never too late. About promotion, for me, okay, for more than 10 years, no promotion. Now that he wants to promote, is it going to be just one promotion or the lost years will be considered? Sir P from Choba says, politics is all about who gets what. As you get, you ask for more, Oliver Twist. We have welcome as well as parting gifts. If employment of 10,000 workers is Governor Wike's parting gift, why not we go into prayer and fasting for the reality to be as perfect as the dreamed picture? Even on May 28th, I will hail the approval. Okay, you're saying that even if he made the approval on May 28th, you will still hail the approval. All right, thank you, Sapi from Choba. Yes, good afternoon, Constance. I am one of those employed in the campuses. The governor has tried so much in this aspect, from Alfred. Alfred, that does not answer my question. Did you apply again to get the job in the campus? That was my question. If you applied specially to get that job, then it's not part of the 5,000 job or jobs or 5,000 people to be employed. Good afternoon, presenter. The promotions that were done since 2015 and were not implemented, who would pay the promotion arrears? If the governor's candidate did not win, will he still continue? The Kira campus of RSU is without any academic activity till now. Where are the people employed to work there? And your name is what? Anonymous. Afternoon, Constance. I give kudos to Governor Wike for agreeing to promote the civil servants and the employment of 10,000 Rivers Indigenes. And I'm also appealing that the 30,000 Naira minimum wage be paid also. After all, former Governor Amaechi used 1 month to conduct council election during the end of his tenure and employed 10,000 workers, allegedly. Your name is Kelvin. That is the message you sent in. Whew. Good day, Constance. The 10,000 employment is a scam. Governor Wike wants to deceive reverse people. Ugo Sunday. That's what you're saying. That's what you think. Emmanuel Afolayan from Rumawolu says, why now? The government from federal to state are always employing at the end of their tenure just to indebt the next person with stress. Why not during their tenure? At the end of the day, the employed masses will not be paid or the employment will be condemned. Oh, well. Good afternoon, Constance. Nwidum from Rumokurushi says, this is politically motivated, but I will accept the job and I will still tell my people to vote his government out. Oh, okay. Nwidum, that's your message. One more from here, and then I take a call or two, and then we head on to Facebook. Oh, Victor from Egbema, come on. You should send a message I can read. Don't do that. If you really want me to read your message, don't send me that kind of message. ID from Port Harcourt says, good afternoon. It's not just coming too late, but a scam that will not happen. This is the third of such promises and always coming towards elections and the other during NSAS. And then, good afternoon, Constance. Concerning the topic on ground, if I don't accept it, wait till I gain. I will accept it ASAP. My name is Dave. All right, Dave, 070-0923-0923. The approval by the River State Governor, Yusuf Wike, for the state civil servants to be promoted, those who are eligible for promotion to be promoted, and the approval also for 10,000 youths to be employed into the state civil service. Do you think it's coming too late? It's less than 2 months to the end of his tenure. Or do you think it's better late than never? Hello? Good afternoon. Are you going to say something? Okay. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. 10,000 job is possible. People should learn how to be positive. It is a welcome development. Ebulu Michael sent us that message on WhatsApp. All right, thank you, Ebulu Michael. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Yeah, John, I'm calling from my tree.
All right, go on.
I don't want to accept that wicked antics. I remember sometimes he promised on live television that he was going to employ 5,000 youth. I think immediately after COVID-19, when people started asking him questions about the credibility and integrity behind that statement, he said, okay, he's going to give 100 and something thousand political appointees. That one too, that phase too have come and gone. Maybe it didn't work out. Now he wants to employ 10,000. I am not somebody that patronizes government for doing something that is a legitimate right that they owe the masses. That money and that office does not belong to them. It belongs to the people. Everybody cannot be a governor at the time. So when you are sent, you are like a key messenger. Answer the message correctly and leave. So why is he now waiting on the 11th hour before he will now come and say he wants to employ? So that if his preferred candidate says the other one too will come and chase this 10,000 out of civil service. So, I don't know. So the thing is very bad that every day we keep copying bad things from our predecessors. The same thing that Amaechi did, the same thing he's doing. We are setting a very poor and a bad standard.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. You know, when he mentioned it's coming at the 11th hour, reminded me of 11th hour miracle. And I am certain that there are people who have prayed and prayed and even praised, sown seeds, believed, waited on the Lord for this day to come. And all of a sudden, they're hearing, we're collating names. We want to put together a list of the people that should be promoted. Next tomorrow is Sunday. Yeah, people are going to have testimony time in church on Sunday, and they will testify. In fact, they're going to call their family members to let them know how. See that thing we've been praying for since. Hey, God of 11th hour miracle has answered also. How many months does this man have before he will leave office? He has now approved that we should be promoted. What? Okay. Moving on to the messages now on Facebook. Nuka B. Endurance says employment and promotion of civil servants are all fake. For the past 7 years plus, what happened to the promotion of civil servants in the state? You should just find other means of campaigning. This format has already been used. Hype Man Desi says, never in my life, them no go use my head. I'm a man. I work with what I see and confirm to be facts and not what you talk. You use 8 years to build flyover, leaving your citizens jobless. You employed the people he mentioned here. You forgot other tribes in River State. Ah, well. Chile Edwin says, this is politics taking too far, and this is more like insulting the sensibilities of Rivers people. After 8 years of impoverishing the people, and most unfortunate is that the governor has passed people clapping for him. But better late than never, and this will not change anything because the people have made up their minds. Frank Lady says, the way your station promotes and defends this wiki administration is too much. What is there to talk about when majority of the people are not happy with the news? On our own, don't too much. Okay, don't do too much. Oh, wow, interesting. I never knew this was like some kind of promotion and defense for the wiki administration. I never knew. I actually thought I was having a conversation on radio. Interesting stuff. So if there's something in the news, if the government does something, we should not bring it to the news, to the public. Well, need I remind you, this happened to be River State. Nigeria Info FM in Port Harcourt is situated where? Let's see. Location, please. Oh, River State. Oh, wow. And the story I just brought up is something that affects Rivers people. Oh, interesting. And most of all, it's coming from the River State government. Oh, wow. All right. Back to the messages on Facebook. Stanley Barry says political horse trading antics to enable them get more votes. And then Tota Kara says this is very likely going to go the way of other audio employments of Wike. And then Godspell Anubari is asking, for 8 years, what stopped you? Destiny Akere says, promotion is promotion. One is either promoted or not. It's not too late, considering the antecedents. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, let's get back to... Do I have anything on Twitter? All right, before I do that, just... Okay, let's see if I can just do one call. Just one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah. Because of the sensitivity of the view I want to express, let me remain anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a civil servant, and if you ask me, it's really laughable. Honestly, it's laughable. But I don't have to congratulate him. I have to thank God. I don't know how a man who ruled a state for eight solid years on the verge of his exit, that is when he has suddenly realized that he should promote civil servants. Before he was sworn in, I was holding a promotion letter
that have not been implemented. That promotion was conducted by his predecessor. So, and as his predecessor, Prefer Kamede, didn't win, he won. He was supposed to implement it, he didn't implement it. And his predecessor also conducted another interview, the result of which was not released. All these things were done before he came to power. And for 8 solid years, well, promotion is promotion, as I've heard others, you know, express. I thank God that I don't have to congratulate him in any way.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Interesting stuff. All right. Back to the messages here. So I saw a particular comment on Twitter. Your name is Rawlings. Rawlings is screaming, audio, audio, audio. He can rest now. This is audio. Some other person on Facebook says it's Bobo Juice. Okay. So for some people, this is a welcome development. For so many others, this is a no-no. Is it now that morning arrived? Oh, someone is pointing me to a message. It says, you are yet to read this, Constance. Let me see. Good day, presenter. Every government has a timeline and agenda they work with. And Wike is not exempted. We can see and feel the infrastructural development across the state. If he has decided to employ youths, whether late, so to say, is, to the best of my knowledge, immaterial. Let's pray for the actual employment and not a target political. No time is too late as long as there is implementation. Uche Biariko. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I actually said I was going to read your message. All right, thank you very much for reminding me. All right, good afternoon, Constance. Wike should first pay all those that have finished their verification for death benefits and pension. When I hear him on radio claiming that he has paid from so-so months to so-so months, it annoys me because till now I have not received my late dad's death benefits despite fulfilling all the processes. Thank you. Your name is Anonymous as well. All right, the last message now. Good afternoon. The approval of 10,000 jobs is a good one, but it will be actually activated. Will it be actually activated or it's just the usual way of getting attention? You're texting from somewhere in Eleme. All right, thank you so much for joining the conversation.